Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I say this all the time, but it is good to be in the house of the Lord. There's a song, an old song, it says, I like to feel like I feel when I'm feeling like I feel right now. Amen. You know, money can't buy this. You can't find this in a bottle. You can't find this in a syringe. Amen. Glory to God. I guarantee you, as happy and as high as we are, we will not suffer a hangover from it either. Amen. God is good. God is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. Before we get into this morning's message, we want to have a special prayer request for it. These prayer requests that have just been mentioned, Sister Brenda, and also Brother Golden's prayer request. And also, we want to have a special prayer for Autumn and Billy's son, Jacob, who's in the 101st Airborne Unit. I believe I got that right. And they're preparing to leave tomorrow for a realistic urban warfare training and preparation, which, from my understanding, is almost like the war itself. So let's pray for safety. Let's pray for God to keep them strong and keep them focused. And also pray for these prayer requests that Brother Golden and Sister Brenda asked too. And then we'll get into the message. Let's just all pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, as we come again, God, on behalf of these special requests, God, that have been given this morning, God, Sister Brenda's request, Brother Golden's request, God, of this neighbor, Father, and young Jacob, Lord, and his entire unit. Father, we pray for safety. We pray for protection. Pray, God, that your hand would be upon them to lead them and guide them. God, be there in the hospital, Lord, to anoint those who are afflicted, those who are sick. God, those who are facing surgery, know, God, that nothing is impossible with you. God, we know that you're able, Lord, to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. By faith, we release it into your hands this morning, God. God, with an expectation, my faith, God, that you're going to intervene on behalf of these needs. We'll give you praise and honor and glory. Yes. And again, we ask it in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise amen. God. Well, glory. Turn to someone and tell them how much you love them this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Love is great, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Amen. Because the Bible says God is love. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, we want to go into the book of St. Luke. St. Luke. Into the 9th chapter. We want to begin with verse number 18 this morning in the book of St. Luke. Chapter number 9, verse 18. And if you'll bear with me, I want to read down through verse number 25 this morning, if I might. Again, reading from the book of St. Luke, chapter number 9, beginning with verse number 18. And it came to pass, as he was alone praying, his disciples were with him. And he asked them, saying, Whom say the people that I am? They answering said, John the Baptist, but some say Elias, and others say that one of the old prophets is risen again. And he said unto them, But whom say ye that I am? Peter answering said, The Christ of God. And he straightly charged them and commanded them to tell no man that thing, saying, The Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be slain and be raised the third day. And he said to them all, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world, and lose himself, or be cast away? Can we pray? Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for your precious word. We thank you for the instruction of your word. We thank you for Jesus' own words himself. Father, and I pray, God, that we will take these words to heart. Pray that we would be submissive and obedient to your will and to your will alone. God, let it be the greatest ambition of our life, God, to seek you and to seek your guidance. Father, I pray this morning that you would anoint these lips of clay. God, this vessel, Lord, this morning, God, that you might get honor and glory. God, that the Holy Ghost might speak to us this morning. That you would have us to hear, that we may be obedient, God, that we may obey your word. We do thank you for the blessings, for the healings, for the miracles that you performed. And ask again, Lord, that you have your will and your way in this service. And we'll look to you to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. For we ask it in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Love Jesus with a hand clap of praise this morning, if you would. This morning I want to take the words from the Word this morning as a text. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Allow me, if you would, this morning, as I have done a little research this week and reading, and this has been bearing on my heart and in my mind, and how many knows that God is an on-time God?
Amen.
I don't know, as Christians, why we sometimes get frustrated or panic when we're seeking guidance from God. I think it's because we are living in such an immediate era. We want things done yesterday. We don't like to wait in lines. We don't like to wait on trains. We don't like to wait on the traffic light. We don't like to wait on our food. We don't like to wait on a lot of things. Well, the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So sometimes it is expedient and necessary that we wait upon the Lord. I want to read you something this morning. When Jesus carried his cross up Golgotha to be crucified, no one in the crowd was thinking of the cross as a symbolic of a burden to carry. To a person in the first century, the cross meant one thing and one thing only: death, by the most painful and humiliating means possible. Certainly, as Christians today, we view the cross as a cherished symbol of atonement, forgiveness, grace, and love, in which it is. But in Jesus' day, the cross meant nothing but torturous death, because the Romans forced convicted criminals to carry their own crosses to the place of crucifixion. Bearing a cross meant carrying their own execution, their own execution device, while facing ridicule along the way. Therefore, take up your cross and follow me means being willing to die in order to follow Jesus. This is simply called dying to self. It's a call to absolute surrender. This morning, I want to bring a message to take up your cross and follow Jesus. I want you to know that that's a voluntary thing. Jesus urges us to do so, but he does not force us to do so. Another very important thing that we need to understand too, and it's a great, it's a really, really a very strong issue, is that Jesus did not ask us to take up his cross. He did not. He said, take up your cross or his cross. Let that man, not Jesus's cross. I, for one, doubt very seriously if I would have been able to endure the cross that Jesus carried. Even Jesus, being God in flesh, had a problem with it in the Garden of Gethsemane as he prayed. The Bible says, until his sweat became as great drops of blood, he prayed all night long. How many of us remember recently a time when we prayed all night long until we sweated and the sweat fell from our brow as great drops of blood? But Jesus prayed and finally realized that it was not his will, but it was the will of his Father. He said, nevertheless, Father, not my will, but thine be done. I want you to understand that, and I hope to bear this out in just a little bit, that Jesus said, if any man will come after me, there is an if there. Thank God. There's an if there, but I'm so glad one night that if became my when. Come on. There was a long time I was living in with an if. Amen. You know, the Bible says, if we call on his name, if we come unto him, if we take up our cross and follow him, God will supply the blessing. God will supply the need. God will supply the miracles. Amen. I'm not one of those that believe that all miracles are of yesterday. I believe we're still living in a time of miracles. Amen. I still believe we're living in a time of blessing. I still believe we're living in a time when the anointing of God can be and will be poured out on a people who is hungry, or a people who wants the baptism of the Holy Ghost, a people who want to be blessed, a people who want to follow Christ, a people who will be dedicated and committed to following Christ, even if it means dying to ourselves.
dying to ourselves. Any man. I'm so glad he said any man. Aren't you? How many knows that includes us? Woman too. Any man and woman. Amen. If we are willing and submissive and obedient, can come to the Lord. Let him deny himself. How many knows that's difficult sometimes, to deny ourselves of the things that the flesh wants? But I will assure you, when we begin to deny our flesh, amen, and begin to really, really energize the spirit or the inner man that is within us, great things will happen to us spiritually. Amen. We'll learn to love one another. We'll learn to forgive one another. We'll learn to keep our eyes focused on Jesus and not be swayed by anything that comes around. Amen. We'll be focused, amen, and in tune. And even at that, sometimes it's still very difficult, amen, not to look around and see the things that are going wrong. But I pray this prayer: Lord, please help me to keep my mind on you. Help me to keep my eyes on you, Lord. I want to carry this cross, God. I know it's a voluntary thing, but I want to carry this cross every day of my life. I want to be so sold out to you, so committed to you, so dedicated to you, that I will make it the single most important thing in my life, is to follow you without question and to keep my eyes upon you. And how many knows that's a great sacrifice to the flesh? A great sacrifice to the flesh. For many, many years, for many times, and I've often said this, and I've heard others, but I have identified several times the cross and the burdens to be the very same thing. I've heard people say, well, I have a really hard cross to carry, or a hard cross to bear, and I myself have said that, and we are alluding or referring to, most of the time, burdens or afflictions or sickness or different things. And I want us to understand this as I begin to really seek God, and hopefully you'll understand what I'm trying to convey to you by the Holy Spirit and the anointing of God, that I believe with all of my heart there is a distinct difference between burdens and the cross that we bear. And I want to bear that out, because I believe, and I'm not putting anybody down. Sometimes it's just a phrase that we use. Well, I have a cross to bear. I've heard people refer to our son, who has been afflicted since the day he was born, as a heavy cross to bear. No, it's not the cross. It may be a burden. It may be an obligation. It may be a duty, but I want to say to you this morning, it is not the cross. I mean, the cross, I believe, that Christ was talking about was a self-commitment. Yes, Lord. Yes. Surely a dedication, but an unwavering. Yes. Unwavering and absolute denying the flesh and following Christ in all things, and regardless of what happens, regardless of the burdens, regardless of the afflictions, regardless of the humility, regardless of the things that come around us and people humiliating us, amen, it is still a steadfast, concrete, amen, focus on the will of God first and foremost in everything that we do. And I've often said that, an affliction, and they are, but I want to spare out some things this morning that I believe there are some differences between burdens and the cross that we bear. I want to tell you this morning that as long as I have been living for the Lord, and I can't tell you that there have not been burdens. There are burdens. But I can, as I studied and prayed this week, I believe, with all the sincerity, tell you that I have never in my life volunteered to carry these burdens. I carry them sometimes out of necessity. I carry them sometimes because maybe a lack of faith on my part to absolutely submit them to God. And I believe that we can. I believe God is a burden lifter. Amen. I believe he's a chain breaker. Amen. So many of us tote around chains and declare and saying that he's a chain breaker, but I've got comfortable in my chains. Amen. Many, many times we get comfortable in our burdens. So I believe that many, many times that these burdens that we have are not voluntary. I have never prayed, God, I just don't have enough burdens in my life. Can you send me more to humble me down? I've never prayed that prayer. I think God sometimes allows us to go through and experience these burdens that it does make us stronger. And we've often said when He doesn't keep us out of the fire, He'll keep us through the fire. Amen. And that's even greater testimony. Amen. That God can keep us through the fire, through the storm, through the situations and the burdens. But I have never realized or absolutely thought of myself as being one who wants to run to the front of the line and say, Lord, give me a few more burdens to bear. I have enough without asking for more. And we all do. Amen. If we really wanted to have a pity party, we could all have burdens to share this morning about it. How many knows that? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver us out of them all. I'm not looking for burdens to bear, but I voluntarily decided that if Jesus would save my soul, if Jesus through His a holy anointing and filling of the baptism of the Holy Ghost would make me whole, if I could believe that the shedding of an innocent man's blood could wash away my sin-stained life, amen, I made a decision that I can't face God alone. None of my goodness, none of my morality, none of my keeping of the Ten Commandments would have ever sustained me. But I realized, if only I would believe, if only I would come and bow at the feet of Jesus and ask His forgiveness and invite Him into my life to fill me, to wash away my sin through the precious shed blood, the least thing that I could possibly do was voluntarily pick up my cross and stay committed to Him and walk for Him and live for Him and declare Him to be my Savior, my Christ. Glory to God. That's the very least that I could do in my commitment and in my appreciation for saving my soul from an everlasting hell. Glory to God. Because I realized, and I read, and I heard that nothing but the blood would save me. I'm so thankful that Jesus didn't lay His cross down. I'm so glad that He didn't say, it's too heavy. I'm so glad that He didn't say, I can't do it. I can't make it. But I think when Jesus was carrying the cross up the hill of Golgotha, somehow, some way, He saw me. He saw you. And He had compassion. And He said, I've got to carry the cross. I've got to endure the pain. Hallelujah. And I've got to be the supreme sacrifice. No. No, I don't volunteer for burdens. But Christ is my Savior. I volunteer to carry that cross. Carry that cross, amen. Amen, till I die from this natural realm and I enter into that glorious heavenly kingdom that Jesus Christ Himself has prepared for me. I must carry the cross. I must, even though it bends my knees sometimes, even though it gets heavy sometimes, it's not like a burden. I can't lay that down. I can lay my burdens aside. I can pray that God lift my burden, but I don't want to ever pray, God lift the cross that I carry. God, don't lift that. Don't lift my commitment. Don't lift my steadfastness. Don't lift my eyes on You, God. I want to endure the pain, endure the agony, but I must carry this cross. Hallelujah. Burdens sometimes come because of my cross. Man. Hallelujah. Jesus never promised me that when He saved me, everything's going to be a rosy path. Didn't promise me that. That's probably what I have had more conversations and more counsel in my study than many other things. Preacher, why am I going through so much? I serve the Lord. I gave Him my life. Why am I having these problems? It's because you have voluntarily decided that I'm going to carry this cross. I'm going to endure the pain. I'm going to endure the agony because my home is not here. I've got my eyes set on another place. Amen. I don't live here. I'm just existing here. Let me tell you where I live. My soul is bound for heaven. My soul is bound for a place of eternity with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's the reason that I can go through the pain. That's the reason I can go through the humiliation. That's the reason that sometimes I'm tired and I'm weary, but I must go on. I must travel. I must keep going. There's no place to quit. There's no place to lay the cross down. Hallelujah. Burdens may come. Jesus said, I must suffer many things, be rejected. Don't it hurt a Christian's feelings when we're rejected? Don't it hurt a Christian's feelings when things are said against you? Amen. Don't it hurt your feelings? Don't it hurt a Christian's feelings? Amen. When things get back around to you and you look and say, where in the world did that come from? And the devil says, why don't you just lay your cross down? You deserve every right. Just lay it down. But that's when I said no. That's when my knee is bending. That's when I've almost gone as far as I can go. Amen. But I take a deep breath. I let the Holy Ghost fill my lungs and I raise up one more time and I lift that cross and I say, I must go on. And then though everybody comes against him, though he slay me, yet will I praise him, yet will I serve him. I must carry the cross. Amen. It's going to be a constant abode with me everywhere I go. It's not an easy path, but it's a path to glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I must suffer many things and be rejected. People don't like to hear this, but if we commit to carrying our cross, there will be suffering. There will be suffering. But it will in no way compare to the glory that is laid up for us. Amen. I can't even begin to describe to you the glory of heaven, the glory of a born-again experience with Christ. Hallelujah. I can't even describe to you, amen, the peace I have when I lay my head on my pillow. Yeah, I go to bed with burdens. But you know what? I pray every night, God, if I don't see another dawning of the day, I'm carrying my cross. Amen. I'll wake up in glory. I'll wake up, amen, with my eternal home and glorified body. Hallelujah. No, it's not an easy thing to carry the cross. Not an easy thing. Jesus himself buckled. I said, Jesus himself buckled at the weight of the cross. Hallelujah. Thank God for a man who went over and helped him. Hallelujah. While many stood and ridiculed him. We sit here today in a church sanctuary. And we imagine the crowd and its bitterness. The audacity. How dare them have those thoughts and those evil sayings, screaming, crucify him, when all he did was good. When he touched folks and loved folks and healed folks and blessed folks. I can't help but believe that some in the crowd maybe had their loved ones healed. Maybe some of the crowd was the 5,000 that was fed with the fishes and the loaves of bread. Maybe some of them, maybe Bartimaeus was even in the crowd, amen, who was once blind but now he can see, amen. Maybe even the 10 lepers were there glorifying and praising God, amen, but they kept their silence as the crowd ridiculed him, crucified him. Yet one man was willing to help him lift the cross. God Give me the strength. Give me the compassion. Give me love. Give me forgiveness. Help me to extend forgiveness. If I see my brother, if I see my sister bent beneath the heavy weight of the cross, I will not say they deserve it. I will not think that's good enough for them. But God, in your forgiveness, as you told me to love them as you have loved me, Father, I'll take my cross and I'll go over and I'll help them. It may be hard, but I'll try to encourage them and I'll try to lift them up and I'll try to help them along the way. Amen. Let me tell you something, folks. I say that because in my life I've had people come up to me and help me. Amen. When I needed help so bad, when I needed just a kind word, when I needed just a little encouragement. And rather than see the fingers pointing, rather than hear the backbiting tongue, that somebody came over, amen, and they said, "Brother, can I pray with you? Brother, can I give you a lift? Can I give you an encouraging word?" Amen. Whatever we do, we cannot, must not ever lay our cross down. We must be committed until the very end. If it takes death, I want to be willing to die for Christ. I know we're speaking spirituality, but Jesus was talking reality. He was fixing to face crucifixion and he knew it. He told his disciples, if you want to follow after me, you've got to take your cross. Because he also knew that they would be going through some crucifixion, some boiled in oil, some beheaded. But they couldn't lay the cross down. Hallelujah. I can't tell you you'll never be hurt. I can't even tell you you'll never be talked about. I can't even tell you that weight sometimes will be so heavy you'll think you could never, ever lift it up. But I must tell you this. We got to endure. We got to persevere. We got to keep on keeping on. Amen. Hallelujah. I must suffer many things. Some burdens can be light and easily carried. Many of us have done that. I've heard people say, oh, it's just a little thing. I don't want to bother the Lord for that. Let me tell you something. Jesus didn't take them stripes just for big things. He says, with his stripes, we are healed. Can I expound on healing? Certainly, cancer being in total remission is healing. But can I also tell you, a briar out of the finger of a little boy, amen, is healing. If we ask by faith, believe it. Glory to God. We sometimes think God's only sitting up there waiting to heal for big things, but I can tell you, if we have faith as a grain of mustard seed, we can ask the mountains to be moved in our life and cast into the sea. Glory to God. What a privilege that is. What an honor that is. Amen. That we serve a mighty God who is so great, but yet even if we get a little bitty scratch, he's concerned about it and he's already took a stripe just for that. Amen. With his stripes, we are healed. Glory to God. Some burdens are light. Some are very heavy. Some burdens are so much a part of us, we've actually named them. Amen. That's my personal burden. Amen. I'm proud of it. Sometimes we act like that. That's the reason I don't do this. And that's the reason I can't do that. And that's the reason I just can't get the victory. Because I got this burden. Amen. Trey's got a whole bucket full of dinosaurs. He can never have too many dinosaurs. And he started naming them. First of all, it was their real name, their little, but now if it's a Stegosaurus or whatever it is, it's Steggy. It's Steggy. And he had one named Peary. And I'm thinking, I ain't never studied dinosaurs. That's a disease, ain't it? Some kind of Peary something. His name's Peary. Amen. And he's got nicknames for all them things. And I think sometimes we've carried our burden so long, we got them nicknamed. We're just nicknamed. You know why? Because there's a scapegoat. It's the reason I can't really be all in for God, because you know I have this burden to bear. Amen. But you know what? I believe Jesus is a burden bearer. He can relieve our burdens. But can I be as serious as I possibly can? As I was praying this week, the Spirit of God just moved on me. Don't pray for me to lift your cross. I said, God, isn't it the same thing? Sometimes we classify it as the same thing. But he was talking about here to his disciples. He said, it may take death. You may face the same thing that I'm facing. It's your destiny. It's your commitment. It is your steadfastness. Can I tell you, my prayer began to change. Lord, yes, relieve me of my burdens. Lord, lift my burdens. But God, help me to always be willing to carry this cross for you. Because it's an honor to carry this cross for you. You could have asked me to carry your cross. And God, that probably would not probably. It would have definitely been an impossibility for me. Because I could never have been sin free as Christ was. You realize he's the only one. There was no sin. He's the only one that could have been that perfect sacrificial lamb. But he hasn't asked me to carry his cross. He said, carry your cross through the storms, through the problems, through the afflictions, through the hospital. Amen. Through all of these things. Lord, I've still got my cross. I'm still going for you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I prayed, Lord, lift this burden. Let me tell you something. Some burdens are timely. We don't like this, but some burdens are needful. Some burdens are needful. Sometimes we're running through life so quickly, so fast, that we fail to give God sufficient time in our life and praise Him and honor Him and love Him and thank Him. But I'll assure you, sometimes when a burden is placed on us or we have a burden in our life, it slows us down. It makes us realize that we can't make it on our own. God, I need you every day of my life. Amen. I'm not one of those that can get a touch once a week and be all right. I'm addicted to him. I need him every day. I need him every hour of every day. Glory to God. He said he would be my daily bread. Amen. I'm holding him to it. I can't get enough bread in 1 day for the whole week. I need him every day of my life. I've never found him to fail me. I've never found him to disregard me. He's always there. He's always attentive. He's always there for me. Amen. Never have I gone to him that he hasn't answered my prayer and lifted me up and encouraged me. Hallelujah. So some of these burdens, amen, whether we realize it or want to admit it or not, are actually beneficial to us, but it causes us to keep our eyes on the Lord. We pray for burdens to be lifted, but should never pray, Father, lift this cross I bear. As I said earlier, Jesus said, nevertheless, not my will but thine be done. You know, Jesus said, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. You know what he's saying? He said, Lord, don't let this happen. I know my mission. I know what I'm supposed to do. But, Father, is there any other way? Is there any other way? Let this cup pass from me, this cup of death, this cup of crucifixion. You got to understand how cruel, how painful, and how humiliating the crucifixion was. And lastly, this morning, I want to tell you. I believe I read in the Bible where we can lay our burdens down. I read of a story where Jesus was up into a mountain, went away to pray. And his followers followed him up there. And I'm paraphrasing here, but they began to cast their burdens. They began to cast those afflicted. They began to cast those that they had walked so far at the feet of Jesus, and he began to heal them. Hallelujah. I still believe that Jesus loves us so much that we can come to Him and cast those burdens down. Amen. I believe we can. That don't mean we need to pick them up when we leave either. Glory to God. What Jesus delivered me from, I don't want no more part of it. Amen. Got nothing to look back. Amen. There's a reason that God told them, Lot and his family, don't you look back at Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. I'm going to take care of that. And I believe the same Spirit says, don't you look back from what I've delivered you from. Don't you even turn back to it. Don't you even cast a gazing eye to it. You walk forward, amen, in the deliverance and in the victory that I have given you. I have set you free. I have broke your chains. Glory to God. I have opened those gates, amen, to freedom. Don't look back. Don't turn back. Can I tell you, there's nothing in this world worth dying and going to hell for. The Bible says if you gain the whole world and lose your soul, that's the reason I'm committed to the cross. That's the reason I'm committed to my dedication to my Lord and my Savior, because He was dedicated to me. Hallelujah. And I must in return, amen, lay my burdens down, but I cannot, will not ever lay my cross down. I must continue. I must continue. Amen. Let me tell you something, folks. I don't know about you, but that takes constant urging from me. Amen. Because there's many times you just want to quit. There's many times you just say, Lord, where's my juniper tree? I want to go set out under it. Just like the prophet. I and I alone. No, not alone. Amen. As long as I got Jesus, I'm never alone. I said, as long as I got Jesus, I can go on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you something. If you feel like throwing your hands up, we'll do it. But not in quitting, in praising. Hallelujah. God, give me the strength to keep on. God, give me the grace to continue. God, give me the steadfastness to stand. If I've done all, then stand and see the salvation of God. I cannot quit. I must not quit. I got to go forward. I got to carry the cross. Listen, if it's not but one step at a time, I want to do it. Amen. Carrying the cross. Amen. That my commitment and my love and my dedication is for serving Christ. Hallelujah. I think our mentality has been so warped by the many luxuries and things that we have access to today. It's amazing. I think of the crazy things that we do. Walk all over the living room, search behind every cushion, hunting a remote control rather than going over and turning the television on. We forget so easily in the day when the television set, the tube was about that big around and the cabinet was, and it had an on and off switch. We didn't like to, but we put our taco and RC down and walked across the room and turned on the television. We've been so blessed. I said, we've been so blessed. We've been so blessed. Amen. Amen. We're all about easy. We're all about convenience. We don't want to sweat. We don't want to work. We don't want to labor. And unfortunately, I think that's crept into our service of God. I think it's crept into our prayer life. I think it's crept into our fasting. I think it's crept into our ability to tarry and wait and see on the power of God to come in and intercede for us. Lord, whatever I do, whatever I'm involved in today, Lord, help me to be willing to lay it aside, lay it all aside, God, to follow you, to trust you. I'm taking nothing with me, amen, except my, hallelujah, the very salvation that he gave me. Naked I came into this world. Naked I'm going to leave. Blessed be the name of God. I got to continue. I must continue. There is no quit. Amen. Little resting place alone, but not quitting. Amen. I got to go. I got to continue. I must carry the cross. I must carry about in my mind daily the sacrificial lamb that bled and died for me. I need that reminded of me every day of my life, because it lets me to know that I'm not nearly as independent as I may think I am. I'm very dependent. I am very needful on my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but I find Him there. Every time I need Him, He's always there. He's got the answer. Why? Because He is the answer. Hallelujah. If you love Him, if you really love Him, come on, put your hands together for Jesus this morning. Glory to God. I'm not thanking Him for my burdens, but I want to stand and thank Him for my cross. I want to stand and thank Him, amen, that I am determined to hold out to the end. There's no place to slack up, no place to quit. I got to keep on keeping on. Hallelujah. I know it gets heavy. I know it gets hard, but we got to keep on. We got to continue. Can I get a witness this morning? Can I get anybody to say, Lord, I'm committed to continue. I will continue to carry that cross, not for me, Lord, but for You, the dying, the remembrance of the sacrifice that You made on the cross of Calvary for me. Hallelujah. Would the rest of you please stand? Eyes closed, heads bowed. Hallelujah. I hope you're looking. I hope you're looking at your spiritual walk with God. Have I been as dedicated? Have I been as committed as I need to be, Lord? Have I maybe laid the cross down?